Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Earlier tonight, we had Tavern Chat, Bad Mike, Old Man Grognard, Glenn Hallstrom, Rob Conley, and a few others were in it. It was a good time. I got dragged away because of family dramas. When you're a parent, even if a kid in the 20s, you'll understand parental dramas and family dramas. Oy. But today, I thought I would talk about a few recent Kickstarters. Now, these are all Kickstarters that have taken money out of my pocket without me even blinking. And I am somebody who, as a retiree, I'm on a fixed income. It's not a bad income, but it's fixed. Not like I can work overtime or collect night differential and pad my paycheck. What's coming in is what's coming in. I mean, I guess I could ask Rach to work extra hours, but she wouldn't get paid for them. So it wouldn't help any. I keep like, hey, Rach, pay for my Kickstarters and don't buy your makeup. I'd probably get hit. So we're going to look at three today. The first one I'm looking at is from none other than Phil Reed. Now, you probably know Phil Reed from Steve Jackson Games. I remember him from a daily newsletter he used to put out. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. What you hear, this little drink, it tells you the stressful day I've had. This is my blueberry Stoli vodka ice and a little seltzer. Just what the doctor ordered. So in any case, Phil has a dozen sinister rumors for use with fantasy RPGs. This is systemless. Now, I'm looking at this right now. It has 599 backers, over $2,100 raised. And you can get in for a buck. What? You say in for a buck? Yes. In for a buck, you get the PDF of a dozen sinister rumors. Plus all unlocked stretch goals. So yes, this is a PDF Kickstarter. So right now, also unlocked is a dozen wanted criminals, a dozen dreadful rumors, a dozen city encounters, a dozen arcane spell components, a dozen dungeon treasures, a dozen adventurous rivals, a dozen dangerous foes, a 2300, a dozen undead secrets unlocked. He has stretch goals going up to at least 4,000. Now, these are all pretty much 12-page PDFs. So you're getting a 12-page PDF times, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? Is that 7? Oh, 8, because at the $200 level is a bonus. So you're getting 8 12-page PDFs for a buck. Now, if you want to pay a little bit extra, you can add in the Book of Unusual Potions, Delayed Blast Game Master number 2. Or you can add in, in addition to the dozen sinister rumors and all the stretch goals, Outdoor Encounter Cards in PDF. And encounter card, outdoor encounter cards 2 in PDF, that would put you at 10. There's other stretch goals, but or other levels of support. But suffice to say, for a buck, one measly buck, you get a lot of gaming inspiration. Phil does good work. What else we got? Now, this one is a little bit of another unique item here. Adventure Design Booklets, a 16-page booklet printed on heavy paper with a mix of lined hex and gridded pages for writing mini modules for RPGs. This is for the DM that wants to sit at a table and not be at the typewriter. You want to scratch this out by hand. It is well suited to do so. Each book, of those 16 pages, one appears to be hex-paged. 1, 2, 3 appear to be square hexes as opposed to I guess there are the hexes still. One hex, grids. Three are grids. And the rest are all dual-columned pages. Now, this actually isn't expensive, except for the shipping. I selected the 24 of these booklets. I thought that was a good number. They're A5, so they're like digest size for us Americans. It's 12 pounds. It's $15, but I believe shipping was more than the actual booklets. But I figured if I'm shipping to the States, I might as well get as many as possible. I guess if you're within the UK or maybe within the European Union, shipping is a lot more reasonable. The backer levels start at 3 pounds, about $4 US, and you will get four of these booklets. That's why I said I jumped in for the large amount, figuring, well, if I'm going to pay for shipping, might as well pay for the shipping. All right. Small break as I take another sip of my secret drink. And I'll be right back.